Welcome to Three Cops Talk. On this podcast, three active duty police officers discuss behind-the-scenes stories and real-life accounts of what it's like to be a cop. Every episode, you'll get an inside look at the challenges and dangers they face on a daily basis, as well as the triumphs and inspirational moments that make it all worth it. If you want to understand more about the men and women who put their lives on the line for us every day, then this is the show for you. And now your hosts, Chris, Scott, and Sean.
In this episode, Scott and I review the results of a 2023 Gallup poll that appears to reflect the public's overall waning faith in the ethics, honesty, and integrity of selected professions in the United States. As humble public servants, we also offer our thoughts on possible reasons behind these declines, consider how well police officers fared compared to other government entities, and express our sincere hopes for some new professions to be added to future polling.
The views and opinions expressed in this episode belong solely to the hosts and do not represent the views of any professional organization. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Gallup has been polling what people think of ethical and honest individuals by profession since 1976. And here is the buzz for 2023. Everybody's down.
Everybody
in the top 23 professions is down. Nobody has, I guess, any faith in anyone from an ethical standpoint.
We're all losers.
Yeah. I mean, there are some that are more popular than others.
Some have remained kind of flat, I guess they say, right? Some of them are flat.
And there are some that have actually reached all-time lows, which if that's possible. But when you look at the 23 that they polled people on, we're in the top third. We're number 7 out of 23 as police officers.
So I got that going for me.
Which is actually really good, considering, and in all seriousness, considering the last 10 years in social media and the, you know, the journalism world has just done everything they can to kind of discredit us. We only dropped from, in 2019, from 54% felt that we were had ethics and honesty. And that's government, man. And we rank highest, I think, out of any government entity that they talked about. And we're down to 50 for this year. So half the people they polled, probably half the country, you could say, because I'm hoping Gallup is pretty good at this stuff with polling. A lot of people criticize polling or do whatever. It's only a small cross section of a lot of people, things like that. But hey, what else can you go with?
I didn't realize it went back so far. That was interesting.
Yeah, 1976, Jimmy Carter, our bicentennial. Right. Remember that? So anticlimactic, too.
Lots happened over the years of this polling. Probably some professions that are no longer in existence, maybe even that, might have been on that first round of that or something.
From 1976. Yeah, right. Exactly. We can go through them with you real quick if you want.
Yeah, let's.
Nurses were at the top. They've been at the top for 22 years.
Yeah.
Nurses are the most ethical. In 2019, they had an 85% rating. Well, now, the nurses run the show, man. Our medical world is probably so much more compassionate and fair to us because of nurses. And the other thing that's, let's just be straight, our profession had been for so long. Ours was male dominated in law enforcement. Nursing was largely female dominated. And I think it still is to a certain degree, although a lot of males are now coming into it because it's good money and it's a great way to meet girls, from what I understand.
That's actually why it's polling higher. There's an asterisk at the bottom.
Right. And scrubs. Right. And scrubs. You wear scrubs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Think about it. That's your uniform. You go to work in that? That's so cool. And if you get stopped by a cop and you're wearing scrubs, cops are coming on your way. Yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah, you got to have the stethoscope on everywhere you go.
And cops are suckers for it, man. A lot of coppers marry nurses because of the nature of the work is very similar. But it's great that they're there. I mean, I kind of agree with that. I mean, now they're at 78% in 2023. So even they did.
And surprising with that the doctors fall, four notches below the nurses. I found that kind of surprising.
This is certainly no laughing matter.
Well, and you know what I find interesting about that, because I was just recently at the doctor, and I've had the same doctor for about 20 years now, and my doctor, my primary, he's about the same age as me, and we were actually talking about, we always wind up talking way more about other things, and we were talking about both of our professions, and he was saying just about responding to patients and making appointments and doing all the things that he does, that they are really struggling. They are not getting as many people coming into the field. They are being asked to do a lot more with a lot less, especially the volume of patients that they handle. and new patients mm-hmm. and all the things that they do. And they're also a lot more involved with the mental health thing, just like we are in our profession nowadays too.
He
was saying that it's becoming kind of stressful for these doctors because they have so many patients to respond to, so many different, you know, and they are, they run into some of the same concerns that like we do about, you know, malpractice lawsuits, you know, being sued, that kind of stuff. I wonder if that is maybe why people are rating them lower, because people are getting frustrated with that process of trying to get in to see a doctor and how long they have to wait and all the hoops that they have to jump through with a lot of the medical stuff. Maybe that has something to do with it. Right. I don't know.
They're falling prey to things that they have really no control over. Because, and again, to Scott's point, they were what, top five, I believe. And they went from 65% approval rating to a 56. I mean, that's a mm-hmm. big drop. Pharmacists were, saw something similar. Like pharmacists, I don't know about you, but like, I don't really, as a profession, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're very important people and most of them are really nice, but I just didn't find that like human connection with a pharmacist. Like, you know,
no. They're checking you out. The pharmacist wants to know if you have any questions about the medication. It's 800 milligram Advil. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, right. I think I'm good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You're
thanks.
Though.
Like what I usually ask though, is I'll be like, what can I get for these on the street?
What do you think?
Do you have any questions for the pharmacist?
Yes, sir. Well, how many times can I do this before you call the police on me?
Could you imagine if you just said that to him? Like,
but it was like really most of the people on the top, other than engineers also favorable rating. They were third just behind veterinarians. And I was like, well, of course, vets are going to pull well, because how do you pull animals? Like, right. How do they know? You know, like there are certain places in this country where their dogs are actually voting. Then you start getting into now police officers, like I said, we all the time go to the worst as cops because of the people that we were dealing with. I was thinking to myself, imagine if they just only polled cops and what we thought about people's being honest and having integrity. We'd be like, oh, remember that one pharmacist that we arrested that time for? She was stealing scripts. We like bottomed every single one of them out there.
Lowest.
Everybody's like polling like 50% lower. And then they go into the polling group and they dig in and Gallup's like, who was the guy that called only police stations?
Why did you only ask cops? 800 police officers were polled in this.
Margin of error is 70%. 70%. We came in right in front of college teachers. Well, I don't know what a college teacher is. If you go to a college professor and you call them a teacher.
Oh, yeah. So no. I'm glad that we beat them out.
They had a 7-point dip.
Hey, here's my prediction on that one. That one's going to tank even more next year, putting that prediction out there.
Well, why do you think?
Because, I mean, having kids in college and just seeing what's happening in a lot of the universities, things that we've talked about on past episodes and a lot of these controversies that are coming out of the education system and universities, I think people are changing their tune on education. And I think that will, mm-hmm. I think that will be, and I'm not, listen, just like we don't, any of these groups, you know, any of us don't like to be painted with a broad brush, stereotyped, all that. But when we're talking about the same things that we talk about when we joke about ourselves in this profession, it's the same thing with college professors. There's a lot of college professors out there that are pushing their own kind of narratives on these kids. And then I don't want to judge all, I'm not judging all college professors, but look at things that are going on currently and what people are seeing and saying about the educational process, and people are starting to kind of get tired of it and push back.
No kind of saying it, you're wrong.
I thought we were going to be bad off. I thought, you know, drumbeat wise, this was the case. We're pretty high up there from a government entity standpoint. We should be proud, especially again, after the 8 to 10 years of college campuses just beating us down and telling people how awful we were, which side you fall on.
It's along party lines. Yeah, right.
Yeah. We're more popular amongst Republicans than we are amongst Democrats. And then you flip that around and college professors are way more popular. 62% of the people that lean Democrats say they, you know, trust college teachers, as they call them in this poll, versus 37% of them only trust cops.
Well, I think ours is a little more tied to current events and things going on in the country versus some of the other professions. Now, they did say that the doctor one fluctuated somewhat because of COVID, because they felt things, people really had a higher opinion of the medical field and doctors because of things that were going on during COVID. But now it says it's kind of slipped back down. I think it's the same with us. If, you know, a few years ago with all the riots and things that were going on, yeah, we probably would have been way down, or we're way down. You know, things change and there'll be the next thing that happens and there'll be something positive, or things that are trending positive with law enforcement, and then maybe see it, maybe not come back positive, but not dip as much.
Actually, I'm his therapist. We are in absolutely no way dating.
Some people would maybe agree, disagree with me, but psychiatrists and chiropractors were the next two on the list. Like, they moved down as well. Like, I mean, I'll be honest with you, probably the same thing like Dr. Prohaska said. Shrinks are being wore out right now. Everybody's got a mental illness issue, and there are not enough people coming into that work either. So, of course, you're going to be dissatisfied if you have to wait as long as you have to wait to get somebody to do it for you. And they're going to be so burned out that they really can't dig in. Again, go back to those shows with her, because she's like, she's the platinum standard of guests on this show, because she speaks to us in a way that's like really great. And like, she opens my eyes about a lot of things. It's just like, you know, don't distrust maybe the profession as much as the process right now.
Right, exactly.
Like, they're overworked, overburdened. You know, they're like the fast food workers of, you know, the medical field right now.
Well, yeah, because they struggle the same thing. The psychiatry and the mental health stuff, well, it struggles with the same things that we do. We get saddled with, in this profession, with a lot of mental health related stuff that we didn't deal with 10, 15, 20 years ago. And right, they are part of that with us. And so again, it's kind of turn and burn. Like, I have to evaluate this person. I have to try to treat this person as best as I can, but I've got another 50 people in line behind this, and I have to get to everybody. So right, I think right, it's not that they don't want to provide the help. It's just that it's becoming this assembly line kind of thing. Like, I got to see you, make a diagnosis, move on to the next. See you, make a diagnosis, move on to the next. So maybe that's where some of that's coming from, because certainly if the people we talk to, Dr. Prohaska, they're passionate about the profession and want to help people, but they're sometimes limited in the resources, just like we are.
The next one was interesting. It was chiropractors. I was like, I've never been to a chiropractor.
I have not either.
The lovely Carrie has gone to one.
Really?
It was really weird, because he was grounding up chicken bones and stuff like that, and like incense-y and type stuff. And I was like, God, is this medicine?
Shaman? By my copay?
Back holy, man. You know what I mean? Kind of a thing. And they dropped like 8 points. And I'm like, why do you like at this point get mad at a chiropractor and say, right, if I'm pulled, it's dropping 8 points? That was a mystery to me.
Yeah, I don't really know why that one is on there. It seems odd to me. But then again, yeah, well, who's getting mad at their chiropractor?
Like, there's a homeless guy in our town that does that for people for free. And I'm like, I never got mad at him about it. And
just give him a cigarette.
College kids love him. Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, and then it starts moving some of their other one. Clergy, it dropped, obviously. Like, I mean, you know, again, how do you get mad at a clergy member? They're the nicest people in the world. They're trying to do whatever.
Yeah, but there's a lot of scandal. You know, there's like scandal with religion sometimes. Right. I think that has
Joel Osteen's a good guy. I don't know why people are so pissed off about him. Like, you know.
I love that guy. He's great.
The mega church stuff?
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything much worse than living with a moody person.
But anyway, labor union leaders, they actually went up, believe it or not.
Oh, one by 1 point. Sorry. So I misspoke. I thought there was no improvements, but they went up one.
There was only one. And you know what? Congratulations, Scott. I'm glad you're part of that. Nice work.
It was actually me. I am a one percenter.
And like, I don't know about you, but like Hoffa and all those guys right, were always synonymous with corruption.
But the guy that voted for the increase also had two broken kneecaps. How do you vote? Improved. Improved.
Is someone there with you?
No one?
No, I don't know what I'm talking to somebody. Shut up.
Say it improved.
I'm improved. Then that just bankers went down. Bankers went down 9 points again. And
that's a pretty big jump. Pretty big jump on that one.
You know, you can't get mad at a banker over Bidenomics. Right. I'm going to tell you that right now. Look, I know people are going to hate me for saying this, but
they get painted in a light that they are responsible for why it costs you so much more to get a home loan, and why it costs you so much more to finance a car and pay your bills and your credit card rates. Yeah, they're in the business of making money, but they're, if you don't understand that, people are just going to get mad about it because they're just going to say, oh, they're screwing us. Now, I'm not saying that I don't get aggravated with some of these rates and fees and some of these things that you're starting to see banks, you know, tack more things on. So when you hear that kind of stuff, those are the kinds of things that piss people off and say, well, yeah, I don't trust these banking institutions.
Because your dreams of becoming a banker have gone unfulfilled.
The journalists, they're next in line. They're at 28% considered ethical in 2019, and now they're down to 19. So they had a pretty big drop themselves.
Good thing they didn't pull me on that one. What
the hell? Here's what I tell you. If there's this unethical, we feel this poorly about them, why do we keep listening to them? Mm-hmm. That's what I say to anybody. Like, there are now alternate sources where you can get information and entertainment and things like that. Like with podcasting is one of those, like, this is all like guerrilla level stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's grassroots. Why do we keep going back to these corporate media sources that all they want to do is divide us? I know I'm parroting things that are being said by millions of other people, but it's true. It's so completely obvious that so much to be gained is by dividing us and keeping us tore up. And like people see it and say it, but they'll turn their TV back on and they'll sit and listen to these folks.
And when these news outlets report something and it comes out, people find out the truth. And there's so many more outlets for getting information nowadays than watching the 5 o'clock news when you came home from work every day. They are shown that they are being untruthful and they're wrong and inaccurate. When do you ever hear any news agency say, you know, this story that we reported on, it turns out that this was actually what the numbers were, or, oh yeah, we misspoke on these statistics from whatever it was last year. It's actually this. I feel like I remember when I was younger that when you did sit down and watch like the nightly news, your local news on TV, once in a while, you would hear a reporter say, hey, we did a story on this or that, whatever last week. And it turns out that we were actually incorrect on this. So we just want to make that correction. I couldn't tell you the last time I heard something like that. And stories that are just, they are just so manipulated to push a narrative and people see it. And it's just like, that's, we're telling you what the news is and you will listen and you will like it.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And then the next one after that was lawyers. I mean, lawyers have never been popular. I mean, I don't know why it is. I mean, like lawyers dropped to 16%. People find them ethical.
Well, and the lawyer one, I would like to see, I mean, what is the breakdown of that? You know, because if you talk about what kind of law and lawyers in what capacity, that's a pretty broad grouping. I mean, do you think a lot of people are really concerned that their title attorney that helped them close on their house was doing something to scam them? Or, you know,
here's what I think it is. I think it is, it's an associative thing.
Yeah.
And that I generally see it when I'm sitting in my car and I'm sitting in traffic and there's a bus next to me with a guy's face on it. It's a lawyer, or it's a billboard and it's a lawyer.
Right.
I'm just mad because I'm stuck in traffic. I can't disassociate that from the lawyer.
That I think that's kind of cheesy stuff is the stuff that people look at and go, what is this? You know,
it's shady stuff.
And is it tied to the criminal justice system? Are people feeling like they're not getting the proper representation from defense attorneys or from public defenders? You know, I mean, there's so many things there. And we've talked about our experiences.
Or
we've
prosecutors are elected that don't enforce the law.
Right.
Look, you can't go into a courtroom without a lawyer. We're joking about lawyers because that's what cops do about lawyers, because we have to face them down and they have to face us down and hold us accountable and vice versa and things like that. But like, you don't want to go into a courtroom without attorneys in there. Just like when you're out in the street, you don't want guys in yellow vests showing up saying, I'm going to make this safer for you. Mm-hmm. In a courtroom, you don't want to go in there. I'm going to represent myself. Everybody rolls their eyes about that. And I'm not saying like just because you can doesn't mean you necessarily at times should go in there and represent yourself, because it's where they play and they understand it. We need them.
Right. So on both sides, that is an important part of the process.
Why do we hate them so much? Like, why do we pull them so low? They're in the bottom third practically of professions. And it's been that way for a long, long time.
And I'm not out of order. You're out of order. The whole freaking system is out of order.
One of the things that Snacks got is governors.
I wonder if they were polling Illinois governors.
who they polled was prison guards, because that would be the best representation to find out what people think of Illinois, governors from the state of Illinois. Because that's where a lot of them ended up.
They have the most interaction with them.
But they're at 16%, which is also pretty low. But what's scary now is like what's happening is just like we're losing faith in everything, because the next thing in there is business executives.
Mm-hmm.
Business is what made America America, like the ability to, for you to go out and make your own nut, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I can, right. And now, but like post COVID, it was like, I think the same thing's starting to happen with people. People are like, well, why did Walmart get to stay open, but this little hardware store down the street didn't, or this mom and pop grocery didn't get to stay open, but Walmart did, or Home Depot did, and business executives and what they're willing to do to kind of manipulate the process. Like, you know, Kennedy talks about, Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. is running on the idea that businesses are now running the three-letter agencies that basically were meant to regulate them because of the amount of money that they can generate or whatever. And maybe people are, you know, waking up to that. But, you know, they went from 20% in 2019 down to 12% of people finding them to be ethical. And that's like, man, this is scary, because these are foundational things that we have here in the United States that are bottoming out. I mean, literally, they're getting ready to go down to single digits, some of these things that are the backbones of our society. Lawyers, you know, business executives, what made America great. Well,
you hear so
free
much
enterprise system
about, oh, look how much these executives are making, what their salaries are, what their bonuses are. Yeah, sometimes you hear that and you're like, wow, that guy's making a lot of money. But at the same time, businesses are what create things and employ people and support a free and open market. Government doesn't create things, you know.
Businesses create things.
People who run businesses and are successful and get paid for being successful, they bring value to everyone with jobs and products and everything like that. So I don't know that one.
It's now starting getting in the guts of the business world of like insurance salespeople, stockbrokers, and advertising practitioners are the next big group of people. And then car salesmen, bottom that out from the business side, like things we all need, whatever.
Because of electric cars.
Yeah, like it's because of electric cars. But I'm going to tell you
why.
Exactly. It's a good one to go to right now. Advertising practitioners were down to 8%, single digits. And I'm going to tell you, Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying,
for sure.
I mean, I don't care what anybody says. They were low to begin with. They're even lower now because they push agendas and ideas. And it's been infiltrated by people that think they're better than the people that they're selling things to. This is what we think is better for you. And it pisses everybody off. I mean, it really does. I mean, like, they make millions of dollars and they change the way we think.
I think you hit it, though, for sure with the advertising, because you've got companies that are trying to push agendas, narratives, and people don't want that. Like, again, everyone has to advertise. Companies have to advertise. That's how they get you to buy their products and spend money. And the better commercials are usually the ones that are funny or quirky or something that sticks with you, not pushing social narratives on things that are controversial. Like
it's like, it's monolithic too. It's like every commercial, it's the same theme over and over and over again. And, you know, and back in the day, probably in the 50s, it was the same way, but it was in a different direction. And, you know, what a model nuclear family looked like and all this stuff. Now it's the opposite. And to round it out at the bottom, you know, politicians, senators, and members of Congress are both single digits. And again, we keep voting for the same people, though. I mean, you got people that have been in Washington, D.C. almost as long as I've been alive as politicians. And they're really unpopular, but we keep lining up and voting for them. Again, we talk about, you know, maybe it is time for a change. When you look at this, it's really disheartening to see nobody has any confidence in anybody. Everything continues to drop. I couldn't be happier that the police are as high as they are, particularly as a government entity that has been demonized so much by some of the folks on here that actually have really bad ratings. You know, to look at this, Scott, I don't know, like it's fun to kind of like go, well, at least we're not as bad as them. But none of us actually did well. Everybody came down. And again, it goes back to America. We're being told every single day how bad it is, how bad we are. And we're not. We're not that bad. And you can see where like we're losing faith in every single thing that's out there. Gallup was like, this is a big story. We need to put out that almost every profession lost popularity in a thing like ethics and honesty. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it is unfortunate that they're dropped. To round out at that bottom of the list, the government employees or members of Congress and senators. You know, when you talk about who's just barely above them, these business executives and stockbrokers and people that are in the business of making money, it's funny how, you know, these senators and Congress members that are supposed to be serving the public, and they get paid well for doing it, but they all become multimillionaires. Mm. And you look at their history of their investments and, wow, how is it that all of you go into this realm of public service and come out multimillionaires? You know, I think that's a thing you're starting to hear more stories about, that, and that aggravates people as well. And it should, because how is that happening? Things don't get better. Things don't change. People continue to argue about policies and laws and the direction of the country. Nothing gets fixed, but you all come out on top.
Right.
So yeah, I hope that maybe some of these will level off or improve. You know, maybe it's time for some new categories on there. Maybe another few years, right, you know, with technology and social media and just changing job dynamics and COVID and how people work. Maybe there's going to be some new thing like influencer, you know, something going to be on there, yeah, something right, like along those lines.
Right. Or some of the more traditional ones like carnies.
Carnies, yeah.
Why weren't they in there?
They're right, underrepresented.
Totally. The things that these nomadic people, mm-hmm, that drive around, that it's like a transformer, and then it turns into something I can ride on and die.
Right.
Like, what? How do those people not, like, the ethics amongst that group? There's carny law. I mean, it's unto itself. I mean, like, why is it not on there?
Carnies, circus folk, nomads, you know, smell like cabbage.
Yeah, ventriloquist.
Right.
Where is that?
I
think that's making a comeback. I just saw there's some specials on Comedy Central or something, and apparently people want to see ventriloquists again now for some reason.
Here's Wayland and Madam.
Girls, we've got to talk.
All right. Well, we'll wrap on that because, again, we tapped out on the series. If you want to get a hold of us in any way, you know how to do that. It's through our Gmail account. It's 3cupstalk@gmail.com. Drop us a note. Let us know you want to participate. We're looking for guests, people that want to advertise, anything along those lines. Please reach out to us. If you want to get a hold of any of our past episodes, go anywhere where you listen to podcasts, download, like, leave us a review, particularly on iTunes. Give us a 5-star if you can. And share with your friends. We also have a website. We can go meet up with some of our past guests, our special guests. If you also want to advertise, reach us to us through there, which is www.3copstalk.com.
The American dream endures. We must once again have full faith in our country and in one another. I believe America can be better. We can be even stronger than before. Let our recent mistakes bring a resurgent commitment to the basic principles of our nation. For we know that if we despise our own government, we have no future.